Sounds really good.
Yeah.
Where do people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Did some keep them underground?
What would you call that? Like if you had an underground place, you know, in your house or outside of your house, what would you call that?
Before a refrigerator, it would be just a box or something.
Okay. What do you call a place that, they have a lot of cows and they milk them, it's like a little business?
A dairy.
A dairy, okay. What other meanings does dairy have? Like, you know, where would you store potatoes or apples, turnips in the winter? You know what I'm talking about?
In front of a dairy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a different meaning than dairy. You know, it's like a place that people used to store potatoes and turnips, apples, you know, all kind of things like that when it was winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the place around a barn where you might let the animals walk around? You know, you just let the cows walk around in it. What would you call it?
Unless the pasture is usually connected or within
the pasture. Okay, you call it a pasture?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You wouldn't call it like a barnyard, stable lot, anything?
No, usually just a pasture.
Okay, so when you let them out to graze, that'd be called a pasture?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be fenced in or not?
Yes, it would be fenced in.
Okay. Anybody in your family ever raised cotton?
Well, like my great-grandparents did, cotton.
What'd they do? What kind of work was it?
They picked cotton. Mainly it was planting and picking, because I've heard my grandmother talk a lot of times of picking cotton.
What would you call grass that grows up like in a cotton field and you don't want it there?
Weeds.
You really don't want it there. Weeds?
Mm-hmm.
Call anything else? Certain kind of grass or anything?
No.
No? Okay, you'd say cotton and corn, you know, tobacco, whatever, grows in a, what?
Field,
okay. What kind of fences do you have in Rainsville around, you know, yards, little gardens? What kind of fences?
Just wooden fences. A lot of pastures and things have electrical fences, but most are just barbed wire, some are barbed wire, but mostly just wooden fences.
Like a picket fence, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a slat fence?
No.
Lattice fence?
No.
What do you call a kind of fence that, you know, it's made of wire that's twisted, has sharp points all over it, you just said a minute ago?
Barbed wire
fence.
Mm-hmm.
You ever call anything else?
No, that's all.
You know of any other kinds of wire fences?
No.
What about, can you name any other kind of fences that are made of wood?
Usually it's just preferred. Just as a wooden fence.
You say a wooden fence?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard your granddaddy or somebody say something about a fence that's wooden? Might call it something else, maybe? No?
No.
Okay, what about... I guess you've done this. But what about when you're setting up a barbed wire fence? You gotta dig the holes for the what? What would you call just one of them?
A pole.
A pole?
Mm-hmm.
What else would you call it? POST, what would you call it?
Oh, a post.
What about more than one?
Post.
Okay. What if you had three or four? You'd say you had three or four what?
Post.
What if you've got a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock? What would you call it?